John Hansen here, and across from me now, it's Brian the Cash Man. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, John. How are you doing today?
Good. Did Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift get their ring from your shop in Westmont, or no? They didn't swing on by?
No, but there are requests to have rings made similar.
Really?
Yes.
For you? Like, they're coming,
yeah,
people are calling?
Yeah, we had customers have come in and said, oh, can you get the same, you know, design stone? I said, well, yeah, now there's quite the demand for it, but we can get them.
So I think that's an area of your shop we don't talk about as much, that you sell jewelry.
We do. We are a full service jeweler. We can do custom pieces from scratch.
That's amazing.
You know, we have a jeweler on staff. We do our repairs actually right there in the store.
Mm-hmm.
We have a watchmaker on staff. He does his repairs right there on the premises. You know, so someone coming in and bringing in their watch, bringing in their jewelry, it doesn't leave our store. It stays there.
You got a watchmaker, you got a jewelry maker, do you have a blacksmith and a haberdasher too? Like, you've got all these old jobs
I know an actual blacksmith.
Sure. If there's anyone I would think would, it would be you, Brian the Cash Man. All of that happens at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. So if you have any questions about rings or jewelry, those can be part of the conversation as well. But the biggest thing right now is gold saw another surge this week, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely, just huge.
Uncertainty?
Uncertainty.
The hedge of all hedges.
It is. It always has been. It's historically always been the hedge.
And that's weird, because I don't even like gold all that much. I mean, I like the value of it.
Well, of course.
But I don't like gold-plated things. I don't have any gold jewelry, but that demand is still out there. Not everyone's
absolutely
a John Hansen. People still love their gold.
No, a lot of people do. I mean, it always has had that intrinsic value. It has had that, you know, just that lure to it, you know, that just, wow, look at this gold.
Ooh, look at it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. Get on the line right now to ask your questions of Brian the Cash Man. 630 from Naperville. David wants to know, please ask Brian if he looks at personal protection knives and hunting knives. I know guns are a no-go.
Yeah, guns are a no-go. We don't deal in the guns, but we will look at collector knives. We will look at, you know, the military-issued knives and, you know, bayonets. So those are definitely items of interest to bring in for us to review.
Okay, you do knives. Do you have and that's, if you need it, we got the blacksmith too. On call. Exactly. 219, are old cloth comic books worth anything? I followed up with, do you have any pictures? And they're at work, unfortunately, so they don't have them.
Right.
So then they followed up, well, are there specific ones that could possibly be worth something? First of all, what's an old cloth comic book?
Well, exactly as he says, it's a...
You don't have to roll your eyes when you say that, Brian.
No, I didn't roll my eyes, John.
So it's, how old is a cloth comic book?
So the cloth comic books, you know, they still kind of produce different variations of that, of those items today. So, I mean, they've been made for years, you know, for quite a long time. And again, it just subject matter, you know, what issue, which one, what type you have, condition, of course, I can never stress enough, condition makes the biggest difference of everything.
Are there any stories or years in which they might actually be worth something?
Don't have that information on the tip of my tongue, but I'd be more than happy to review the items if they were to bring them in and do our best that we can help them.
Well, let's save this phone number for you, Brian. Maybe you could follow up with them directly just to answer their question. The 773, Brian, I have a bin of coins, stamps, watches, pens to bring in. Do I need an appointment with you?
You do not.
No.
No. We have several people on staff that are more than capable of going through all these items for them. If I am not available, if I'm there, believe me, I'll be I'm more than happy to help anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But no appointment is needed.
Someone came in looking for Brian the Cash Man's autograph. That's the quickest way to get to the front of the line, isn't it, Brian?
Absolutely.
We made a star out of you, buddy.
I couldn't believe that. I was so honored. I was so flattered.
Well, you've
really
made
it
your star of yourself. But I noticed you didn't ask, well, let's get John's autograph on this, too. You didn't call me up for that. 645 here on WG and getting a lot of texts. The phone line's open. We want to hear your pretty voices. 312-981-7200. See Brian the Cash Man. Your procrastination payout is waiting. What'd I do?
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that with the whole procrastination. We had a very nice lady that came in this week, and that exact scenario happened.
Yeah.
Where she brought in a bunch of stuff, wasn't expecting much, and it literally was $1,000.
Boom.
Literal $1,000. She's like, what? I'm like, yep.
There you go.
Here you
now,
go.
Now I'll add, procrastination is paying off right now. It doesn't always pay off.
No, because if the longer you wait, I mean, there's always a chance the metals could drop or, right. you know, demand changes.
And they can go up, too. You don't know.
They can go up. And that's the thing. We don't know. We don't have a crystal ball that lets us know what the number is going to be ahead of time. No. I wish I did.
Yeah, you wish you did. But now would be a good time to cash on.
And absolutely.
Let's go to Denise on the phone line. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am doing very well. What do you have for Brian?
So, Brian, I have Barbie dolls, and they're from the 80s. They were, a couple of them are holiday Barbies. A couple of them were in the collector's item, like she was in the pink, you know, the pink dress with the fur bow, and the one that was the, you know, the black with the thing sticking out the bottom of her feet. Mm-hmm. I have those. And I've looked on Etsy, and one of the holiday Barbies is, like way up there. But I don't know, you know, and I called Mattel. Mattel says we don't have a buyback program. So
are they in their boxes, Denise, or are they out of the box?
They're in the boxes, never opened.
Brian, any thoughts?
So we have dealt with some Barbies, but generally the Barbies that we're looking for are going to be from the 60s.
60s.
Correct.
So not the 80s.
Not so much the 80s or 90s. They did start to produce them more in mass, so there's massive quantities that are available. Sites like Etsy can be okay to, you know, try to look for a value, but the reality is you need to find a source that would give you an actual sold price of actual.
I was just going to say
actual transaction that was recorded as a legitimate transaction too, that which can be challenging. So sometimes, you know, we see it where somebody will have something at really high, ridiculous price, and then the way they emphasize that the value of that, you know, in this case, I'm going to reference a coin. I would go into my register, hand them one, and say, you can just have mine.
Yes. Let me sum up what you're saying, because I've done this too, where I have a piece of memorabilia, I Google it or put it into Etsy, and I go, oh my gosh, someone's selling it for $500. That doesn't mean they sold it for $500.
That's correct.
So I think that, and I totally get what Denise is doing, and if you can find it and sell it on Etsy and you make a pretty penny, good for you.
Yeah, absolutely, be great.
But I think that sometimes inflates people's thoughts on what they might be worth.
If you do, however, find something and you feel that, hey, this potentially could be worth something, I am more than happy to spend my time with you,
yeah,
and review it and look at it and see what we can do for you.
Yeah, so Denise, you don't have to be discouraged. Yeah, just come on in if you'd like to see it, and he'll walk through some of that stuff with you. He's at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. The number for Brian is 630-969-9600. Steve, what do you have?
I get Atlanta sports cards. Baseball, football, hockey, and they're all wet. They ain't never been opened.
Okay. So you have sealed boxes, sealed packs, etc. From what years are they from?
Let's see, about 20 years ago, maybe.
Now the 2000s, early 2000s, late
2000s, or early 2000s.
Yeah, late 90s.
Okay, late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. Like, if you have some, you know, basketball 2003, 2004, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Those type of items, I'm more than happy to go over and review and see exactly what you have.
And you'd buy it even if it's sealed, right? That's what you do.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know,
and you don't open them up and look at them. You just buy them unopened, right?
That's correct. You buy the sealed box.
Because you don't know what's in it.
That you have no idea.
So you buy it, you take on the risk that there's something good in there. Steve's giving up that maybe he had something amazing in there, but he gets some money on the spot.
That's correct.
That's how that works. Okay, thank you very much, Steve. Bring it on in. Someone wants to know, do you pay the melt value for old silver coins? What are they talking about there? Do you know the melt value?
So when we transact, was sometimes known as junk silver. That's going to be your, you know, dimes and quarters, 1964 or earlier, and or the half dollars, 1970 and earlier, contain X number amount of silver, and the price is based off of the conversion from the known amount of silver that's in those coins versus what the current spot price is. Now, there are obviously we still need to make a little bit of profit.
Yes.
And then there are other factors that are involved with that, you know, which is, of course, shipping, insuring, et cetera, when we have to move large quantities of items like that around. So
I'm sure some people go, "Why? Wait, the price of gold is this. Why is it for a little bit less? Because you're making
make something. We got to stay in business.
Anyone you sell it to is
yeah. My
poised
refuse to work for nothing.
Exactly. 630. I have Frosty Friends Christmas ornaments from Hallmark. 1980 till 2025. Old ornaments in a box. They worth anything?
You know, some of the Hallmark ornaments, as long as they are, the key thing is they absolutely must be in the original box. Period.
Never opened.
Yes. Ideally never opened, never removed, never taken out. We have worked with them before on the different ornaments. I know there's certain subjects that do well in those, like Star Wars or the Star Trek, and going in those directions for the Hallmark figurines, as long as they're in the boxes, I'll definitely entertain it, and I would say bring it on in.
Some could be worth thousands?
I wouldn't say necessarily.
Hundreds,
yes, that's highly possible, as long as you literally would have to have that right piece. There are some of them which they were, when they were sold, there was only X number of hundreds that were made. Mm. So those are the ones that have potential.
773, is there any value to European coins from 30 years ago? Specifically, Lira, I think they mean liras, but what
Lira, okay. So coins from 30 years ago, before the European Union introduced the euro, most of those coins by now are defunct. So you can't even exchange them. They're not currency anymore. And they, from 30 years ago, those coins did not contain any silver or precious metals.
So then it's like, is it a collector's item?
So there is some collector's value to it, but to be blunt, a lot of times we will sell those types of coins by the pound.
So way less than the marking was on the original thing.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, because there's a ton of them. A lot of people have old European coins, and that brings it down.
But if you have an old European, maybe you bought a collector piece, and it is gold, it is silver, it's made out of platinum, I'm more than happy to buy it and pay the current market value.
True or false, if something, or myth or not a myth, the older something is, the more it's worth.
That's absolutely false.
So people bring us something, they're like, but it's old.
Yeah, age does not determine value. Demand and condition does.
Demand and condition. So just because you got something old, something way newer and in way better condition, may be worth more, often is, because of the demand of it.